Staying in Africa, several hundred Somali soldiers briefly seized the southern port of Kismayu in a protest over unpaid salaries in the latest sign of the turmoil plaguing the Horn of African nation. Despite the constant violence, aid organizations are still doing their best to provide help to the victims of the ongoing conflict. Philippa Hitchin has this report.
An explosion tears into a military vehicle, and the military responds with gunfire, which kills at least four people. It's just another day in Mogadishu. 6 months after the internationally recognized government of Somalia seized control of the country's capital from Islamic militia, violence has become a daily reality, leaving hundreds dead and thousands injured.
So we were supporting heavily a few hospitals in Mogadishu, and all these hospitals have treated more than 3,000 wounded persons since the beginning of the year.
Pascal Hunt is the head of the International Committee of the Red Cross mission to Somalia. He says the Red Cross is working closely with the Somali Red Crescent Society to provide aid in Mogadishu and to the thousands of people who have fled the capital.
This population, the displaced population, didn't have any other choice than trying to seek refuge to host communities and thus putting quite a difficult burden on them.
In the last 2 months, the Red Cross has provided over 7,000 tons of food to over 200,000 people in the country.
We tried to do our best and our utmost to address the most urgent needs of the population that was affected by the recent conflict. But to speak about an overall improvement of the situation, I think this will require much more effort, and not only on the humanitarian side, but also on the development side.
The African Union has promised to send peacekeepers to the country, but so far only 1,600 Ugandan troops have arrived. The need for aid will continue as long as instability and factional fighting go on unabated. I'm Philippa Hitchin.